When you look at your local high street, there are some businesses that are doing really well through lockdown and some that are really struggling or have had to close altogether. Adam Damon owns Damon DIY in Leicester and told Jimmy earlier this week that he's taken on extra staff since the start of the pandemic.
As many businesses, we were concerned initially what would happen, whether we'd be able to stay open or not, or if we could stay open, that trade would just drop off. But we were pleasantly surprised, really. We had a fantastic response from the community and the shop was just busier than ever before. It was just, it was mental. I think everyone decided that they were going to keep themselves busy with DIY, and we found, like, in the first few weeks, fence paint and compost was like gold dust, and Leicester must have, like, the best painted fences out there, I reckon, the amount of stock we sold.
I mean, it's true. I don't know about you, but I definitely got my DIY on as well. Now, on the other side of the coin, independent coffee shops like the Brewery Coffee Shop in Sileby last week was forced to send out an appeal on Facebook to encourage people to support their local service. And I imagine there's going to be many more independent coffee shops and small businesses that are going to be feeling the strain. Estelle Kieber is from Immortal Monkey, and they've created a free survival guide for small businesses. Estelle, good morning. So you've got a huge network of business women. What have they been telling you about how they're managing through lockdown at the minute? What's the feeling?
Well, like you've just said, it's very varied. So some people are managing really well, others are really, really struggling. So, you know, we were looking across the board at how could we help, you know, from people that are doing well, how can we help them to do even better? And those that were struggling, we've sort of helped them with some strategies of how they can, you know, push forward and survive lockdown.
And how have those businesses felt about having to adapt? What's that process been like?
I think most people have taken on the challenge. I think they had no choice, really. It was either give up or, you know, think outside the box and continue forward. And I think that's been the really nice theme that I've noticed, that people have really come together to support each other and to stay motivated.
Now, you've helped so many businesses over the years, Estelle. Has this been the greatest challenge that you've ever had to face when it's come to supporting other people?
I think it has, because nobody was prepared for this. Mm. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. As much as we have, you know, dates in place of, you know, things will happen on this day, and things are changing so much. Earlier on this week, I should have been on for my interview. My son was sent home from school. So, you know, nobody can really predict what's going to happen. I think that's the scariest aspect for most people in business at the minute.
How do you feel?
I feel hopeful. I feel that this has been a time that has allowed people to really look at, you know, other skill sets that they have, to, like I say, think innovatively and outside of the box as to how they can reach their audience and how they can help support them in maybe a different way to what they were initially.
Now, with that in mind, you've put together a lockdown guide. Tell us, you know, what's in it and how it can help.
This guide is an incredible resource. It was put together by myself and I think 19 other small business owners that had their own areas of expertise. So the guide covers everything from really practical business support, such as what funding is available, how to manage your income, visibility online and marketing, right through to how to stay calm and, you know, creating a positive mindset, creating, you know, a good sense of well-being in yourself, because these things, you know, all come, it's a holistic approach to maintaining sanity within your personal life and business during lockdown.
I think maintaining sanity is definitely something that we can all relate to, Estelle, especially now. So if there's a guide that can help us out personally and if you've got a business as well, then that's massively helpful. Talk to me about the story behind it. I understand that you managed to turn this around in 7 days.
It was actually out within 6 days. So I'd had the weekend off, the weekend that the announcement was made, I think 2 weeks ago, I'd actually had the weekend off. And on the Sunday, when I listened to the announcement and I looked within our communities and there was, you know, so much anxiety happening, I thought, you know, what can I do? I'm only one person, you know, I can only do so much. And so I used the communities that I have that I support and asked, you know, who could offer support to other people in different areas of expertise. And we literally, like you say, it was put together within 6 days. We wanted it to be available as soon as possible to help as many people as possible. And it's been a huge success. The feedback's been amazing.
Estelle, why is it so important to you to help other businesses?
I think the most important thing for me is because I've been there. I've been a really small business. I've grown a really huge, you know, worldwide organization. But I understand the, you know, the basics of being a small business, not being able to find information that you need easily, not being able to find the support that you need. And I didn't want anyone else to go through the sort of stresses and struggles that I went through as a small business owner. And so that's why it's really important for me to be able to provide support and resources for people going through the same thing.
If you're a small business listening at the moment and perhaps it's not going overly well for you and you are really struggling, as someone that's, you know, opened their own business, started off small, grown it and helped so many other businesses over the last few years, what would you say to them, Estelle?
Keep going. Don't give up. And I've been there, you know, I've been through some really tough times myself, and I know how easy it can feel, you know, to think I've just had enough. But keep going. There are people there to support you. We have lots of online communities. We have especially one in Leicester, so you can find us at Immortal Monkey Leicestershire. And, you know, reach out to people, ask for help. There is lots and lots of support out there. It's just knowing where to go to find it, and hopefully lots more people will be able to use the free resource that we have. And no matter where you are, whether you're in Leicester, you know, it's available worldwide, so we can help as many people as possible.
So crucial question then, Estelle, how can people access this guide you've popped together?
Okay, you can go to the website, which is www.immortalmonkey.co.uk, or you can go to any of our socials if you search Immortal Monkey Official on Instagram, or check out Immortal Monkey on Facebook, and you will find that we have a main community and we also have lots of local communities as well.
Estelle, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Samaya.